In this group or the other group that someone asked that we talk about Tfilas HaDerech? Is it here? Okay, we're going to do Tfilas HaDerech today. If you have a request for Sunday, let me know, because I think that's our last one, right? Astana? Sunday's our last year? All right, so today we're going to talk a little bit about Tfilas HaDerech, which is very relevant, I guess, throughout the summer when you go on trips, and at the end of the summer when you go home, whether you need to say Tfilas HaDerech or not. So it's important to really, this is one Gemara where like every word in the Gemara, the Rishonim are medayik and it actually plays a role in the Halacha. The Sugis and Brachos, Chavtes and Beis, going over to Lamed, Amud Aleph. And the Gemara reads as follows. Shati Yotze L'Derech, Himalech B'Kon Chavetzei. That when a person is going to go on the road, Himalech B'Kon Chavetzei. He needs to be Nimlach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? It sounds like it means you have to consult. Consult with HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you go on the road. My Himalech B'Kon Chavetzei. How does one go about consulting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Am Rav Yaakov Am Rav Chisa, Zu Tfilas HaDerech. You say Tfilas HaDerech. That's your consultation. Now the Gemara puts it in slightly different terms. Not just to consult with Hashem, but to be mispalel tefilas haderech, to offer a tefila to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Gemara says, okay, what is the nusach? My tefilas haderech. Here's the nusach ha-tefila. Yihi ratzon mufanach Hashem Elokai shetalicheni l'shalom v'tatideni l'shalom v'tismecheni l'shalom v'tatileni mikav kol oyev v'orev baderech v'tishlach bracha b'masi yodai utchaneni v'sitneni l'chein l'chesed l'rachem b'einecha v'eini kol roai baruch atah Hashem shomei tefila. Now within that nusach it seems that we accomplish two things. There is himalech b'koncha, there is consulting with Hashem, and there is also the tefillah, davening. What's the difference between consulting and davening? Consulting is, hey, you think I can go? You give me rishus. Am I allowed to go? Can you make things okay? Davening is, please save me. Please help me. Please. So you have, it seems, both of those things in reverse order. That first you have the tefillah, that everything should be l'shalom, that I should be saved, mikol oyev, orev, etc. And then you also have v'sitneini l'chein l'chesed l'rachmin Hashem, the way I want you to relate to me is that you're okay with this. So that seems more like the himalech. So within that one bracha, we have both of these inyanim, both the inyan, and that's critical because we can see how it plays out in halacha that both it's both an element of getting reshus from Hashem and an element of tefillah from all of the dangers that lurk on the road. So says the Gemara, okay, great. Amas matzah. First, the Gemara says one other detail. Abayi says, on lishtif inish nafshe badi tzibura. Person shouldn't only daven for himself. It shouldn't be about tolicheni v'sadvicheni. It should be tolichenu v'sadvicheni. That it should be a whole group, that all of us should be okay. You should daven for everyone together, because a person should never just like in Shmoneh Esrei, it's rafeinu. It's not rafeini. We're davening for everybody together. We're always mishtatif together with the tzibur. So that's another detail. Then the Gemara says, okay, emas matzli. And this is also very cryptic. When exactly are you supposed to daven? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Amar Chisam, Yishoa Shemahalich Bederech. From the time you start going. Okay, ad kama, until when? Amar Rabbi Yaakov Amar Chisam, ad parsa, until a parsa. What does that mean, until a parsa? Well, a parsa is a certain distance. I think it's 4 mil, which is, let's say, 3 miles or so. So until that, that's when you say Tefilas HaDerech. What does that mean? Does that mean how far does the journey have to be in order to warrant a Tefilas HaDerech, and it's one parsa? Does that mean how far into the journey can you still say Tefilas HaDerech? Does that mean until how much is left in the journey, is it still okay to say Tefilas HaDerech before we say that it's too late? Doesn't say, we don't know. And then the Gemara says another detail. V'hechi matzila. How should a person be positioned when he says Tefilas HaDerech? Rav Chista Amar Mu'umad, Rav Sheshes Amar Afilu Mahalech. Rav Chista says standing, and Rav Shesha says no, even moving. Now the word amida in Shas can mean two different things. There's amida versus yeshiva, and there's amida versus hiluch. What do I mean by that? Amida versus yeshiva means that don't sit, you got to stand. Amida versus halicha doesn't necessarily mean that you're standing, it just means that you're not moving, that you're stationary. So the second form of Amida might mean that you could even be sitting, as long as you're not moving, as long as you're not actually walking while you're saying the tefillah. But one thing we know for sure, Rav Sheshes holds you can even be moving. But what exactly Rav Chista holds is not so clear. What does mu'umad mean? Does mu'umad mean that you need to literally be standing up, so you're on a bus going somewhere on a camp trip, that you better stand up to say Tefillah Sederach? And by the way, you're being well to everyone else, tell everyone, stand up for Tefillah Sederach, and then, you know, deal with the bus driver yelling at everyone standing up. Or do you say, no, as long as I'm sitting still, I'm not moving, I'm fulfilling Rav Chista's mu'umad. Is there a need to stop the vehicle? Do we pass like Rav Chista at all that you need to stop, or is it okay to say it afilu mahalik? So all of these things are issues that need to be addressed. So we have to, what emerges from this gemara is we have to figure out whether you have to stop to say to the derech. We have to figure out what types of travel, both in terms of distance as well as mode of travel. Does it make a difference if you're traveling by plane, train, car, whatever, in terms of saying Tzvil Tzederech? It's noteworthy the Gemara didn't say Shema Malchus when it gave the Nusach of the Bracha. So is that a thing? Is Tzvil Tzederech supposed to be Shema Malchus or not supposed to be Shema Malchus? The timing of Tzvil Tzederech. Do you say it right when you're about to start the trip, when you've already started the trip? What if you're halfway through and you realize they didn't say Tzvil Tzederech? Is it too late? Can you still say it? So all of that has to be dealt with. When exactly, how far of a distance does one have to travel in order to warrant Tefillah Sederach? Is it necessary to say it yourself? Can you be yotzei with someone about over a microphone? We have all of these issues that we could theoretically discuss. So let's get to as many of them as we can. Now, first of all, on the move. Let's say you're still moving. Is it okay to say Tefillah Sederach when one is on the move? Tosfos in Brachos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph quotes two deos about this, meaning we have a machlokas in the Gemara. Rav Chista says mu'umad, Rav Sheshes says afilu mahalich. Says Tosfos, kaimel and Rav Sheshes. First, he says we pass on the Rav Sheshes that even while you're moving. However, he quotes others that say the Rif and others that say no, better do like Rav Chista. But we still don't know what Rav Chista holds. What does he mean when he says mu'umad? Does he mean standing up or does he mean not moving? So that's not abundantly clear. So to that we look in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Yud Sif Dalet writes, Hayotze l'derech yispalel yirat ha-mufnach ha-shem el-chenev el-chev senesh t'al-chenev l'shalom v'chulei. V'tzarech lomer b'loshen rabim. You have to say it in loshen rabim. That was Abaye's comment in the Gemara that you need to say sh'talichenu, not sh'talicheni. V'im efshar ya'amod mi'leilech kishayomarna. If it's possible, you should be ya'amod mi'leilech. What does that mean? Just say ya'amod. Why ya'amod mi'leilech? What's he trying to say? Stationary. Right? If possible. Meaning that he's not certain that we have to paskin like Rav Chista, but l'chadchila we should try to be makbid for Rav Chista if it's not too much of a tircha. How do I know he means if it's not too much of a tircha? Because he goes on to say, v'im hayarochev ain't sarich leved. If you're riding on an animal, you don't need to get off the animal. So if it's going to be a tircha, it's going to be really annoying to get stationary and get off of the animal, so then you don't have to come off the animal. Which means, that you should stop, whether you need to actually physically stand also, that's if it's a tircha, one does not have to do that. One doesn't have to physically stand as well. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, if you're traveling by train, so then you can stand. But each mode of travel, you have to do what makes sense. If it's easy when you're traveling by horse to get the horses to stop, or you're traveling by wagon and it's easy enough to stop the horses, so then that's what you should do. If it's easy enough to stand up, that's what you should do. Meaning, you should always try to stop the vehicle, but if it's easy enough to stand up when they're stopped, so then you should do that. If it's more difficult, so then you don't do it. There is a comment that Rosh Sternbach has, where I'm not sure where exactly he gets this, but he says that when it comes to Tefillah Sederach, naturally he says l'chadchila, the bracha should be made mu'umad, and he says whenever he travels in Eretz Yisrael, he asks the driver to please stop so that he can get out of the car on the side of the road and stand up in order to say Tefillah Sederach. And he writes, v'nagu kein kama gedolim v'tzadikim artzenu akadosha. Many gedolim and tzadikim are knowing this way. Ukafisha kibalti ze gufa sgula niflaa sheyisnatzel mituunos v'chayos ra'os. I don't know where he gets it from, but he says I have a Kabbalah that if you makpit to stand by Tevilas HaDerech, that it's a segula nifla'a to be saved from accidents and from chayus ra'os. And then he adds in his editorial comment, shekolol nahagei mechoniyot shemisnagim kechayus ra'os rachmana litzlan. That chayus ra'os includes Israeli cab drivers who act like chayus ra'os. And that's what Tevilas HaDerech is about. And he says, therefore, v'yesh l'shtadel la'asos kein. And therefore, a person should try their best to do this, to stop the vehicle, stand on the side of the road. As far as I can tell, that is not the minhag ha'olam, to actually get out of the car, stand up, and say Tevilas HaDerech. But, not only that, even if the vehicle is moving, but you are a passenger, and therefore you are not going to be distracted by the moving of the vehicle, it seems to me that the minhag is that you say Tevilas HaDerech even when on the move. You're a passenger on an airplane, you say Tevilas HaDerech even if it's on the move, right? It would seem that that is the minhag. What about the driver? Doesn't the driver need to be able to say Tevilas HaDerech? And the driver needs to focus also, he needs to concentrate also. So if the driver is a guy, no problem, he doesn't have to say Tevilas HaDerech. If the driver is a Jew, but he's from Muncie Tours or Monroe Tours, whoever came and took us on the trip, so the driver said Tevilas HaDerech before he left Monroe in the morning, so he's okay, he doesn't need to be Yotzei with our Tevilas HaDerech, because he's already said Tevilas HaDerech for the day's journey, so we can say it as we're driving, as the vehicle is moving. But if the driver needs to be Yotzei without Tevilas HaDerech, then he has to stop, because you can't do it l'chadchila, at least in a moving vehicle, and probably just because it's impossible to concentrate. He has to concentrate on the road. How can he concentrate on the tefillah? When one listens to Tevilas HaDerech, if you've been guilty of Shomei HaKohana, one of the requirements of Shomei HaKohana is that you have to be listening, you have to be paying attention and being mechaving for the bracha. So if he's not able to do that l'chora, it doesn't work. What about airplane travel? So what do you mean, what about airplane travel? Shouldn't it be a davar pashut that airplane travel requires Tevilas HaDerech? In fact, it would seem to be a davar pashut, and that's why the Be'er Moshe, Rav Moshe Stern, and Kuntros Electric, he has a whole section on all issues relating to technology, at least as of when he died, which was the early 1990s. Kuntros Electric, Simon Pei Gimel, he says, of course when you go on an airplane, what's the havamina natu? Of course, he says, "Kvar nitvas mishmei da'agona kadosh admo migur zatzal tefila sheyom rukshtasim baviron nosef al tefila sederach umatov la'amru zchusu yagin aleinu." He says the Ger Rebbe even composed a whole separate tefila about airplanes beyond the regular tefila sederach, and that's nice too, but certainly minimally it's a tefila sederach. So why wouldn't one say tefila sederach on an airplane? Two svaros, two ideas that are brought by other achronim. One is Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav from Rav Soloveitchik. And just by way of introduction to this point, let me just mention, yesterday here in camp, Rabbi Benish Ginsberg from Yeshivat Netiv Aryeh was here, and also Michlala, but I think he was here more mitzad the Netiv Aryeh than the Michlala. From Netiv Aryeh was here, and he spoke to the Mesmidim, and the point he was trying to make, by way of many examples, was that one of the hallmarks of Rav Shechter's Derech HaLimud, and that he says he got from the Rav, that he picked up from the Rav, is that whenever you have a Din D'Rabbanan called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ken D'Oraisa Tikkun, whenever you have a Din D'Rabbanan, or even Minhagim, but especially a Din D'Rabbanan, it's worthwhile to think about how it may have been patterned after a Din D'Oraisa. That the Rabbanan typically didn't just make things up out of thin air. Most often, they were working with some Din D'Oraisa and patterned it after a Din D'Oraisa. He gave a remarkable example that Rav Shechter had mentioned about Shinui Makom by brachos. I make a bracha here, and now I go to the dining room, I'm going to have to make another bracha. Why do I have to make another bracha? Because it's a different place, different building, we bias the bias, I wasn't intending on going. Shinui Makom by brachos. Rav Shechter suggested, that's clearly a Din D'Rabbanan. Where's the Din D'Oraisa that's based on? There's a sugya Maseches Pesachim about eating Korban Pesach in two different batim. You're not allowed to go mibayis lebayis to Korban Pesach, and that's a Din D'Oraisa. So he suggested that maybe that's the Ken D'Oraisa that the brachos, or the most famous example probably 3 weeks. We have a minhag that we're knowing minhagi avelus in the 3 weeks. So what are these nihugi avelus that we do during 3 weeks? In what way do they differ from the 9 days? And in what way does that differ from Tisha B'Av itself? So Rav Soloveitchik famously said that it's modeled after the dinim of avelus. The dinim of avelus when one loses the karov. There's some rishonim that hold avelus as daraisa. So all the dinim of avelus that are built around that din daraisa, l'tikun rabban kin daraisa tikunim, our minhagim are patterned after. So you have the 3 weeks keneged Yud Beis Chodesh, the 9 days is keneged Shloshim, and Tisha B'Av itself keneged Shiva. Right? That's something that's probably familiar to you. You've probably heard that idea many times already. So I think this fits very nicely into Rav Shechter's Derech HaLimud, into this idea that Rav Shechter writes from the Rav that, well, this I think is Rav Shechter himself saying actually, that he says, Rav Shechter writes at the end of this paragraph, what I'm about to say is that Kain hivinosi midvarav. This is what I understood from the Rav, but I don't remember if he said so beferish, or if this is just my commentary. But he says that the idea of Tefillas Hadarech is purely drabanan, right? What is the ke'enda oraisa of Tefillas Hadarech? Where is the ke'enda oraisa of Tefillas Hadarech? So he suggests that is Tefillah Doraisa? Machlokas Rishonim, whether Tefillah B'chol Yom is Doraisa, but everyone agrees Tefillah Be'es Tzara is Doraisa. Tefillas Hadarech is an extension of the din d'oraisa of Tefillah Be'es Tzara. It defines Es Tzara, it expands the definition of Es Tzara. That normally Es Tzara we think of as times of great anxiety, times of great concern. Tefillas Hadarech is an expansion of that definition. That you know what an Es Tzara is? A journey that's going to cause you some anxiety. If there's a journey that causes you anxiety, that's enough of an esara to demand a tefillah, so we say tefillah sederach. That's how the Rav understood tefillah sederach. And therefore, it comes with an afkamin and lemaisa. Says Rav Shechter, that when the Rav started on the schedule of flying back and forth to Boston every single week, from Boston to New York every single week, because he lived in Boston, and he would say shir in New York Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and fly back to Boston. Earlier he used to say shirim three times a week and twice a week, but they were longer shirim once he got sick. But whatever it is, when he started on that schedule, so at first he still had the anxiety of flying that normal people have, so he would say tefillah sederach. But then as it just became his natural commute, it was something he just always did it, so he didn't have any anxiety before. It was like getting into a car and going to school, going to work. It was something they just did every day. So then he didn't say tefillah sederach anymore. Why not? Because he no longer could classify it as an Es Tzara. If you don't have that anxiety, so Mela, there's no Es Tzara. Mela, there's no Tefillah Sederach. So according to Rav Soloveitchik, you have to feel a little bit of anxiety. Let's say you're a person who travels in the mountains all the time. You work in Camp Kaili and you sleep in a bungalow colony or something. You're always going back and forth, back and forth. So even though these mountain roads maybe would cause anxiety for people who aren't used to them, but if you're always traveling, this is just what you do, then it wouldn't require it to feel stuff. But let's say, for example, on Monday when I took the Masmitim to Camp Morasha, I took the 15-seat van that Camp Kaili owns, and I drove the Masmitim to Camp Morasha, and after we were done at 10 o'clock at night, when I was supposed to make a right turn out of Camp Morasha, take 10 minutes to get to Route 17 and then drive in 17 for about 60 miles before taking another 10 minutes to get to Kaili, I took a left turn out of Morasha and I followed what Waze said, which kept me on side windy mountain roads at night for about 70 miles. It was the most frightening thing, driving the 15-seater van, waiting for a bear to jump out at any turn. So, like, that's a Tefillas HaDerech journey, l'kulei alma, right? Even according to the Rav, because that's an anxiety-ridden trip that would demand Tefillas HaDerech. That's one svara, why maybe airplane travel could get to the point where it won't require Tefillas HaDerech. Another svara is offered by the Ragachov. It's mentioned in the Sefer Ishim Veshitos. Familiar with the Sefer Ishim Veshitos? Ishim Veshitos is it's not such a popularly used Sefer, but it's awesome. It's a Sefer written by Rav Zevin Zichrono Livracha, and what he did was he essentially collected a random sampling of Gedolei Yisrael of the last 300 years and wrote a brief biography of each of the Gedolim, but not a biography the way you would imagine a biography would be written. You know, he grew up in this town, and this was his father's name, and his grandfather learnt with him, and not like that kind of thing. It was a biography of his brain. Of, you know, this is the way he thought. This was his unique approach to learning. This with examples. It was a book that you need to be a Talmud Chacham rather than a historian to write, to assess the person's unique style in learning with examples and show like how they learn. So he's got like 15, 20 pages in each of the Gedolim that he writes about, and then he's got like 80 pages on the Ragachover, because Rav Zevin was a Ben Bias by the Ragachover. So all the good Ragachover stories that you've probably heard over the course of your life probably come from there, probably come from his entry on the Ragachover. So there are a few important things he says about the Ragachover's Derech HaLimud. One of them is that the Ragachover, whereas Rav Chaim made famous the concept of Tzvei Dinim, Gavra and Chefza, right? You know, always with Tzvei Dinim, Maisa the Kiyum. The Ragachover was very into three Dinim. He would break things down into three. For example, by Bris Mila, the Ragachover says there are three separate mitzvahs of Bris Mila. There's the Maisa Mila, there's a mitzvah Lios Mahul, to be Gemalt, and there's an Isser Lios Arel. And he tries to show Naftamina is between three. So that's a Ragachover way of thinking. He has by a few things. By Get, he has such a... whatever. Another major thing he says about the Ragachover is that the Ragachover had the incredible ability to take a Gemara that seems completely disconnected to a topic that you're learning and show how that Gemara is very much connected to the topic that you're learning and have it reflect even on the halacha, on how it plays out la halacha. So, and as an example, Rav Zevin says, Tfilas HaDerech. Should one recite Tfilas HaDerech when flying on an airplane? He says, well, the Ragachover pointed to a Gemara in Maseches Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara is not talking about Tfilas HaDerech. It's not talking about airplanes for sure. It's talking about the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, where the Torah says that when you are going baderech and you find kimatza kansipor baderech, when you find a kansipor on the derech, you should do shiluach hakein. So the Gemara says, okay, matza kan b'yam chayiv b'shiluach. If you're traveling by sea and you see a nest, you should do shiluach hakein there as well. How do I know that? Pasuk in Yeshayo perek mem gimel ko amar Hashem hanosin b'yam derech. That Hashem places Bayam a Derech. So you see that going Bayam is also called Derech. The Gemara then says, Elameata, Matza Kan Bashamayim. What if you find a Kan up in the heavens? Dichsiv Derech Nesher Bashamayim. That it's the Derech of the eagles in Shamayim. Hachinami Dimichai Bishlach Hakein, which Bichai Bishlach Hakein there as well? The Gemara says, no. Derech Nesher Ikri, Derech Stam Alo Ikri. The Shemayim is called a Derech Nesher, but it's never called just Derech. And therefore there's no mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein when you find a nest in Shemayim. Says the Ragachover, don't you see, the Gemara is telling you not to say Tfilas HaDerech when you travel by plane? Because you only say Tfilas HaDerech when you're going on a Derech. But the Gemara says that Shemayim is not called Derech, it's only called Derech Nesher. So mainly you don't say Tfilas HaDerech when you're going on a plane. That was the Ragachover's chiddush. That was Rav Zevin's example of the Ragachover's genius. His ability to take a Gemara that has absolutely nothing to do with anything, but he used the term Derech and he had the recall to apply that Gemara to this Shaila. Wonderful. Rav Avadya Yosef in Yichav Daskel Beisim Chavav says the Ragachover was a genius, but he was not correct. And he says there's no way the Ragachover was serious. There's no way he said this with a straight face. Meaning it's ingenious, it's brilliant, but it can't possibly be correct. He says, V'karov lomar, sha'ragachavi lo omar kein ele l'chadude be'alma. Probably the Ragachover was just trying to keep everyone around him sharp. But, you know, karov lomar, that he wasn't serious. Why not? He says, for two reasons. First of all, says Rav Avadya, by Shiluach HaKein, the Torah says Derech. By Tfilas HaDerech, the Torah never said Derech. It's Chazal. Lashon Torah l'chud, Lashon Chacham l'chud. Mar tells us in the Sechus Nedarim. we can't. How did you want Chazal formulated? When you're going where? They shouldn't use the word derech. I mean, when the Torah used derech, so it's a technical term that may have a very specific connotation. Well, Chazal say they're just speaking the language. They're just saying that when you're traveling, is there any svara that they would not have instituted tefillas haderech on plane travel? No. Furthermore, says Rav Avadia, if you really want to say that every time Chazal used the word derech, it's excluding plane travel. He says, I'll give you another one. Shulchan Aruch Ebn Ezer Simen Ayin Vav Siv Dalet, based on the Gemara Yevam Mustaf Sam Chpezim Beis, says, Kal Adam Chayav Lifkodes Ishto Belel Tvilasa, that there's a mitzvah's ona to be with one's wife on the night she goes to the mikvah, and also Ubishashu Yotze Laderech. When the man is going to go Laderech, he's going to take a trip, so he's got a mitzvah's ona that night. Says Rav Adya, oh, but if he's traveling by plane, then there's no mitzvah's ona? Come on. That's ridiculous. It can't be. Meaning it's not shayach that you're going to say that every time Chazal used the word derech, it excludes plane travel. So Rav Adya says he doesn't buy it. And then Pashto says we shouldn't buy it. Meaning we do say tefillas haderech on plane travel. As brilliant as that comment of the Rabbi Chavar may have been, we would say it unless, Salvechik's point is well taken though. If you can understand that it's based on the Kendo Raisa of tefillah based, sorry, I got to email Rav Benish this one because he gets very excited when he finds more examples of this. So if you're going to say that it's based on the Kendo Raisa of tefillah based tzara, so then if there is no tzara whatsoever, there's no anxiety whatsoever, so it would seem that there would be no reason to say tefillah sederach. Okay, but I got into very little la halacha, timing tefillah sederach. This is machlokes rishonim, what the Gemara meant, ad parsa. Ad kama, how much? Ad parsa. Rashi says, you got to say it in the first parsa. Once you're beyond the parsa, sounds from Rashi, you're late, and it may be too late. It's unclear which way Rashi goes. Machlokes, it's a further machlokes rishonim. Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos says that Rashi's just saying that you're late, but not too late. Meaning, if you already traveled the parsa, and you still haven't said tefillas haderech, you could still say it, but it's really not ideal. Whereas the Ra'ah says, no. If you didn't say it yet, according to Rashi, and you've already traveled the parsa, too late. You missed the boat. The Bahag says, it's not at all what it means. No, ad parsa means you can say it at any point in your journey, you can still say it until you're up to the last parsa of your journey. Once you're in the last parsa, well then it's too late because you're already there. You've already arrived at your destination. You know, once they say, okay, fasten your seatbelts because we're landing, so it's a little late for tefillas haderech, although probably it's not, meaning it's not the last parsa when you're up to fasten your seatbelts because you're landing, because planes travel pretty fast. It's a further machlok, supposed, by the way, whether we measure the parsa based on time, the time it takes to walk a parsa, or whether we measure a parsa based on distance. It's machlokes or Shom Zalman or Vadia, how to measure the parsa. But anyway, so the Lechora, the Ra'ah, you understand very the Bahag, you understand very well. What's the Bahag telling you? You can't say Tefillas Haderech when you've arrived, when you're in the last parsa. That makes a lot of sense. It's too late to say Tefillas Haderech when you're already up to the last parsa. What's Pshat in Rashi? If you understand Rashi the way the Ra'ah does, that once you've already traveled a parsa, it's too late to say tefillas haderech. Why would that be the case? You know, Chazal have an expression: Misha achol shum v'reicha nodev, yachzer v'yachol shum yeirecha nodev. If a person ate garlic and his breath stinks, so is the solution to eat more garlic so your breath will stink more? No. Get one of these guys, take a Listerine strip and make your breath smell good. It's not too late to fix it. Your breath may have stunk for the last hour as you were talking to people and they were passing out, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't try to fix it now. So what? You didn't say tefillas haderech for the first half of your journey. Ahal b'tzara. You did something wrong. Well, why shouldn't you try to fix it? You still got a half a journey ahead of you. What's pshat in Rashi? So two approaches I saw. Pnei Yeshua suggests that once you're already so far into your trip, it's going to be impossible to focus. It's going to be too hard to concentrate. That's difficult because the Gemara in Brachos Chavtesam Beis talks specifically about a person who finds himself on the road where there's chayos and listim and whatever, and says you should be mespalel tefila ktsara. What do you mean? If it's too hard to concentrate and you can't daven, how can we say that you have a chiyuv to daven a tefillah ketzara? Very, very difficult approach of the Pnei Yeshua. The Me'iri, though, says, no, we got to go back to the original Gemara. What is Tefillas HaDerech? Is Tefillas HaDerech just a prayer, save me from the Chayos Ra'os that I'm about to encounter? No, it was something else. What was Tefillas HaDerech? It was also Limlach V'Kodesh Baruch Hu, to ask Rishus. You know it's a chutzpah? If, let's say, you wanted to go to a ball game with your friends, and you were supposed to ask your parents permission because they may have needed you that day. You know what a real chutzpah is? It's a chutzpah not to ask. You know what's an even bigger chutzpah? To call during the seventh inning stretch. Hey, mom, dad, is it okay if I go with my friend? Well, what are you doing? You're just rubbing it in. You're already there. You already did it. You already went on your own. Now you're going to ask permission. So it seems, says the Me'iri, that that's what's driving Rashi. You're already into your journey. You're going to ask Hashem, oh, is it okay if I go? You already decided. You're already gone. You're already more than a parcel along the way. So l'chora, this is a nafkamina between the two understandings of what Tefillas HaDerech is all about. Whether it's Bal Limlach or whether it's a tefillah, that we should be saved from any kind of danger. Because we're out of time, I'll just mention quickly, halacha l'maisa, a person should try to say it toward the beginning of his journey, as you're rolling out. You only need to say it once a day as long as all the trips of that day are pre-planned. Meaning, if you know that I'm going to go from this point to that point to that point to that point, you only need to say it once a day. If, however, you say it in the morning and you think you're only going to one place and you're going to stay there, and then you change your mind and you take another journey, so probably you should say it again. And we pass on Allah and Shulchan Aruch that if you're already on the road for a while and you realize that you haven't said it, as long as you're not within the last parsa, you're not in the last leg of your journey, you should still say it. So we pass against the Ra'az understanding of that Rashi.